Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schupel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus this morning, and they are in studio with us. Jason Tickle, the president and CEO, is here. Jason, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you here this morning, and we're gonna start right off. Durante Rollins, the Director of Family Services, is here, and the newly hired Director of Family Services. Durante, congratulations, and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's an honor and a joy and a privilege to have this opportunity.
Jason, you brought Durante in a couple of years ago, and I remember you described him as a hard worker and someone who had really helped Habitat out in Caroline and helped get some grants. And I remember you saying, someday someone's going to be really lucky to get him as an employee.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah, we're really lucked out. Durante has just been a great friend, but a great coworker. He started as a volunteer. We actually met at the library in Caroline. I was given a presentation, and nobody showed up. So I had time to talk with him, and we talked for about an hour and exchanged info. And next thing you know, he's helping me write that USDA 523 grant, which we got. And he stayed plugged in. And when he graduated in May, we were able to offer him a position, and so fortunate to have him on the team full time.
I know you were really excited, and boy, what a great thing for you, Durante, because I mean, you've seen Habitat with Caroline, right from the early days, and really played a big role in what's going on right now.
Yeah, I can say to Jason, I knew half of what I know today, and just relying on his experience and just being a part of what the growth and his vision that we've had for the organization has been very. Something just to be proud of.
I remember at the groundbreaking last September for the homes that are just about now, and I remember seeing you off at the side, and you were just beaming. And I mean, you had to know, I mean, because you really were the one that really put the really played a key part in getting that grant.
It was to see everything come to fruition and see the outcomes of your hard work. But I just definitely say that I couldn't have done it without Jason on my side and the motivation and the support that we've had in the Caroline County community, as well as others that have supported us through the process.
Well, and Jason, because Durante's got, I mean, he's got ties to Caroline County. He knows Caroline County, and that's what really is another addition to to the team there.
Absolutely. We have a great housing product. I can honestly say that I believe, and I might be biased, but I think we have the best affordable housing program in the entire state of Virginia.
And one of the best in the nation.
Yeah, there's only 100 nonprofits that have this. And so we're really fortunate. And so having a local who knows the community, knows the people, I mean, I'm in Spotsylvania. I grew up there and everything. But I've had a lot of experience in Caroline. But still, having somebody who knows the community, went to school there, has been amazing, because he can make inroads and really share this opportunity we have that is so good. And so it has really been awesome to have him be able to kind of, he's kind of what he is, not kind of, now he is our first contact when people want to get into our program. So he's just really, a lot of people know him. So it's really helped out well.
Now, just to know the community and to see, and especially you go now and you start looking, especially these five homes, and you look in Milford, what that means to that community. You've got a great product to sell.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. It really is an amazing. I mean, where else can you get a loan with an interest rate as low as 1% with up to 38 years? And our five homes we're building now, I mean, we're talking payments depending on final qualifications between $600 and $700 a month for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and that is really life changing. And our families are going to move in day one with about $50,000 equity.
Yeah,
which is just life changing. I mean, this builds wealth, it builds stability, and just really a great foundation to build a great future from.
the program itself, and now especially you've got five homes that you can point to. Up until now, it's always been, this is what we're going to do, this is how it's going to look, this is what it'll mean. You've got five homes to point to.
We have a product now, and that now that we have experience and we work with this first five families, we have experience and we're able to make it tangible. It's a tangible opportunity for a lot of people who at one point may have thought that this is not something that's possible to be a homeowner in their future.
Yeah, it's nothing like being able to point to successes and have them meet families that were in their shoes a year ago. I said, you can do this too. It's it's just a great thing.
Oh, it is in the fact that you've done it during a pandemic. It would have been so easy just to say, well, you know, when this lifts, we'll pick it back up. But there has been very little interruption. You've done everything safely, and you continue to move on.
Yeah, you know, and we debated whether we should or not, but the families, you know, they have to build their homes under our supervision, of course, and they wanted to keep going. So we instituted safe practices, and we haven't had any issues, and we could have shut down, and the families could have shut down, and we decided to keep going, and we're so glad we did now, because now we have these five homes that are getting ready to be finished, and five more getting ready to start too.
Yeah, we're going to get into that as we go along this morning. That's what's exciting. This continues to grow, and the whole program continues to grow. One of the things that you first started to do in Caroline was fixing up and helping homeowners who needed help, and I know you're hoping to restart that at some point.
We actually have restarted it. We are accepting interest lists. We're not putting full applications out yet, but we're gathering interest lists of folks who want to be part of our first self-help home repair group. So if people are interested in that, they can email homerepair@habitatofcaroline.org, and we will ask them some questions and kind of get the process started, and maybe they can be part of the first five participants for the self-help home repairs.
Boy, and I saw firsthand a couple of the home repairs that you did, and just how those are just all of this is life-changing, but just some of these little small things, you can make a big impact on a family and a community.
Absolutely. A new roof, new heating system.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that really is a major improvement to a lot of people's living situations. You know, water can be one of the most, you know, it gives life, but also one of the most deadly things, too. I mean, you have a leaky roof, and next thing you know, you have mold that can kill you growing in your house. And so it really is, it's a health and safety issue to make sure that people have safe homes that they live in.
Well, Durante, for you to be to get a job now in Caroline, you know, kind of home, this is exciting for you. I mean, for you, and really that you've got the kind of job that, and we'll get into it even in more detail as we go along this morning, but I mean, just the things that you can do and the helps that you can provide for families, it's a great story.
Yeah, I'm just excited about it, and it's giving me a lot of capacity to give back in other avenues of, like, I actually have a meeting later this evening with the assistant supervisor, not supervisor, but what's his name, Doctor, I can't think of his name, it escapes me, right, Dr. Monroe, assistant superintendent. So it gives me opportunity to give back to programs and kind of what my experience has been off at college and those opportunities that I've been a part of, I can bring back to my community, including what I do as a professional.
Well, I'm excited that you're on, because you're with Habitat of Caroline, because Jason will bring you in, and we can continue to do shows. You're a good guest, so I like to
keep
guests close by. Durante Rollins, the Director of Family Services with Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County here. Jason Tickle, the President and CEO here this morning, habitatofcaroline.org. to find out what is going on. We will continue our talk when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Our focus this morning, Jason Tickle here along with Durante Rollins. Habitatofcaroline.org is the website. You mentioned the five homes in Milford, Jason, and they're winding down, and exciting that everything's almost done, and you're going to have a, what do you call it? Do you have a, is it a ribbon cutting or
dedication?
Dedication, and that will be sometime in the next month or so, and
absolutely,
you've got five other homes ready to go?
We do. So on August 29th, we're going to have a social distancing dedication. So it's going to be very safe. It's really only going to be open to invite only. So we're going to have some local leaders that helped us secure our programs, the families, and then the key volunteers that have been part of it. And of course, we'll have a Facebook Live video going on so people can watch from home. Normally, we would invite the whole community because we really want to show off the homes, but we just want to be safe. So August 29th, 10 a.m. On our Facebook page, people can watch the dedication live. And we're going to have Congressman Whitman there, as well as some of the folks from the Board of Supervisors and our families as well. We'll get a chance to speak. And then so right after that, we're still kind of working on the exact date, but probably maybe the first Saturday or second Saturday in September, we'll have a ceremonial groundbreaking. This time, we're actually not going to have to wait. We will be turning permits in for our first home. We anticipate, hopefully, August 27th, if all goes well. But if not, a few days later. Mm-hmm. So we will actually break ground on that home that we have the permits on, and it'll literally start right away. So it's going to be a busy couple months, but we like it that way.
It's exciting. That is really exciting, and to start the next five homes, and the whole program. Talk about the program, because we've done a number of shows on it, and it really is what sets Habitat of Caroline apart. Really, in a lot of ways, that you can offer this kind of program.
Absolutely. Yeah, Durante, you want to tell what it takes to qualify to become a self-help home participant.
Okay, and so we're very proud of this opportunity and our self-help opportunities that we have here in Caroline County. So what it takes, all it takes is to set up an appointment. I'll give you a call, or we can do a face-to-face, a Zoom call, which is the thing that we're doing now sometimes. Set up a call. I'll give you the presentation. I'll give you the rundown about the program, what it takes to qualify. We always say that credit is not a disqualifying factor. Let's take a look at your credit and see where you are, and if there needs to be work done to your credit, let's work over the course of the next week or months or whatever it takes to position ourselves to be in a position to become homeowners. We look at maintaining a current employment. I'm still blanking right now.
It's about stable income. Is really what it's about. So it's just making sure people have stable income and the ability to want to roll up their sleeves and help build their home.
Well, and that's what's great about it, because to Durante, I know that you don't have to have great, in a lot of ways, with some of these programs, you have to have certain things line up with credit, and if you don't have it, you don't have it. But this program gives you some leeway, too.
It's very flexible. We understand that life happens. We're in the middle of a pandemic currently, and people's finances have been affected by that. And we work with you if there's an issue with your credit or something on your credit report. We can write justifications and regards to what that issue has been. And the USDA, we work closely with the USDA, and the USDA likes to find a way to say yes. So we work with you directly, one-on-one. And counsel you through your process to position you to be a homeowner.
Yeah, and those that maybe aren't ready today to qualify, and honestly, they're flexible. But for those who aren't ready to qualify, Durante is getting ready to start a new home buyers club where we help give you the tools to remove any barriers that would keep a person from qualifying.
Yes. So our credit class, our Home Buyers Club class that is going to launch in the near future, hopefully in the next month, we'll look at what is credit. It just help educate people on financial literacy. What is credit? How to improve credit and how to maintain your credit. because credit, working with your credit, it's a constant thing. It's one thing can affect negatively affect you, and one thing can launch your credit score. We all know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But with this class, we'll look at credit, not only credit, and we'll also look at budgeting and how to make wise decisions to help you save, to put you in that position to be a homeowner.
Well, to have a class like that is, I mean, that's what you're doing is just invaluable for, I mean, it not only can help you qualify to get one, you know, be able to get one of these homes, but it'll help you in life, just everyday life. Having these classes are a real big thing.
I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, for our home repair program, folks who can't qualify for today can also join that class and improve their credit so that they can qualify for our home repair program as well, because it also uses USDA loans and grants. And so it really will allow people to, you know, I equate it to taking a hike. You know, I like to hike, and thank goodness for the folks that go before you and clear the trails.
Yeah.
Because without them, you couldn't make it up these mountains. And so I equate what we do as clearing the pathway so that these families can walk this trail. It's still going to be a journey, still going to go up that mountain, but it's clear. There's no brush that's going to snag them to get them caught. So that's what Durante is doing every day with these families. He's helping them, you know, remove these obstacles that will make it so that they can, you know, position themselves to buy an affordable home.
And it's truly a marathon, and we always say that. A lot of people get discouraged in the early hours of their journey.
Yeah.
But we always reassure that we have time. This program will be here. We're renewing the grant here in the December, and it'll be here for years to come. So we have patience. We have time. We love to work with people.
Well, and Durante, I would think also what a great feeling it's got to be for you sometimes when you help someone get this and get a home, and they're telling you, I never thought this was possible.
It is a true joy just to see that, because a lot of people, a lot of groups, social groups, have been excluded from this opportunity. So it's invaluable. It's just refreshing just to see that joy that comes from people, and especially individuals in our current group, just working through the hard experiences. And on the 29th, they'll move into their new homes, brand new homes with their families, and just have something to be proud about each and every day.
Jason, and these homes, and this weekend we're going to have a couple of videos up from that were taken real recently with these homes. These are nice homes, homes.
Yeah, Mac has just done an incredible job from design to construction, and just their age-in-place design. So they're just built for the life of anybody. It doesn't matter what your situation is. These homes are just really phenomenal, really nice homes, and couldn't be prouder of them. I'm kind of bummed because of the pandemic, because I really would like more people to be able to walk through them and see them. But it's still an amazing. They're just really well crafted homes.
Oh, they are, in what they mean to that community, the neighborhood that they're in. It's an older neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood, but this just adds. I mean, I look at that and I just think this is just adding so much energy to you know, little old Milford.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's going to be some new kids in the neighborhood riding their bikes,
yeah,
and joining the other kids, and so it really is amazing. It just it's great for the county, you know. These are lots that just sitting there, mm-hmm, just kind of sitting around, you know. They get a couple hundred bucks, but now they get, you know, some more tax base, which Caroline can use that for the schools and everything. So we're proud that we can help contribute to the local economy as well.
I look at that area of Milford's an interesting place, just because in its day, you know, in the day there's an old car dealership there, and but you look at that and you just think, this really is breathing life into Caroline in that part of the county. And I just you look around Caroline and you think in the years ahead, there's a lot of space there that you can impact.
Definitely. Yeah,
we're excited about that. And we always talk about the local contractors and the business people that we partner with to do small jobs, small and large jobs around our job sites. So just bringing more business to the community and the small business owner in the community.
Yeah, so far since October, We have invested almost $500,000 into the local regional economy. And so that's a pretty nice thing when you think of the environment we're in now.
I was going to say, yeah.
And even with our repair program coming soon, having the opportunity to partner with small contractors locally that can help us and assist in what repairs that maybe require a contractor. Like if it's any plumbing or electrical needs, we can lean on someone locally in our community to provide those services.
Boy, and the Board of Supervisors has been so supportive. It just seems that every time that there's an event, there's a number of members of the Board of Supervisors there, and they're excited and they see the value, Jason, of what you do.
Absolutely, we couldn't be have better partners with Caroline County. As you know, John Mahoney is the Commonwealth Attorney down there, and so he's a great liaison and just has a great influence there. And everybody from Jeff Black, who was on with me last time,
and
Jeff Seeley and Nancy Carson and all of them, Floyd Thomas and Reginald Underwood, they all have just been so supportive and invited us to come to their constituent meetings where we get to share our programs. And so they understand the value. You know, they talk every day with the people in Caroline, and there's such a misunderstanding about what we do. Mm-hmm. And what we do is such a good fit for Caroline. You know, like the next five homes we're building, it's primarily made up of teachers and first responders. And so these are people who work. These are workforce houses. And it's just such a great fit and a great need. You know, we're able to get teachers in a home that might have to wait 7-8 years before they could finally afford to buy one. Now they don't have to do that. They can get a home from day one. And so that's really the county has been very supportive of that.
Hold that thought, because we're going to come back and talk about that, because that's a great program that you just kicked off not too long ago. And we'll get into that and other things this morning. Jason Tickle, the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, here along with Durante Rollins, the director of Family Services. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Hell.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus this morning. Jason Tickle is here, the president and CEO. We also, Durante Rollins is here, the director of Family Services. Right before the break, Jason, you mentioned the program. We did a program on this not too long ago. You and Jeff Black were on the program. And in talking about what's being offered to teachers and first responders, this is really a great program. And so often, especially in the early days and the early parts of their careers, oftentimes it is tough to be able to find a place to live. And you're not only providing a place to live, you're providing a home.
Absolutely.
A permanent home.
Yeah, we're really thrilled. You know, we basically, our partnership with the USDA has grown so much more than we expected. So we have two main tools. Our primary tool is our self-help program, where folks build their home with others, and they typically move in with 20 to 30% equity. And that's great. The payments are unbelievably affordable. But not everybody can do that because of life circumstances. So what we are able to do is the same loan we get for the self-help buyers, the 502 direct loan, we can get that loan and people can work with a real estate agent or a contractor to either buy a home or have one built. And so that's another service that we're offering. So teachers can kind of come to us and we get them these loans and then they work, you know, to buy a home that's already built on the market.
So yeah, the very same way that you would go to any other lender, you can come to us and we can package a loan. So when it comes to this loan, it's zero interest down. Right now, current not zero interest down, but 0% down. So down payment. So versus FHA loan.
Yeah.
Where you have to sometimes put down 3% to sometimes in this circumstance you have to put down 20%. You can put 0% down, and a lot of individuals qualify for the subsidy in our community. So you can get as low as a 1% interest loan. And if you don't qualify for that subsidy, you can receive an interest rate as low as 2.5%.
Wow. So this really, again, we talk about game changers. Mm-hmm. Jason, I don't know that there's another Habitat anywhere that offers the different kind of you really can work with people in a number of ways. It's not just this is how we'll do it. You'll build a home. You've got a number of different ways to get people into homes.
We do. That is, I have found, almost 9 years of doing this now, you have to have multiple methods because no one thing is going to work for everybody. So so we try to expand the opportunities so that whoever comes through the door, we have some option that will fit for their life and their need. And some of the folks, it's the self-help, which is really – I mean, if people can fit that in their life, I mean, you move in with 50,000 equity. I mean, that's just unbelievable. But if you can't do that, you can still get an affordable payment. Instead of paying $600 a month, maybe you pay, $1,000 a month or $1,100 a month. But to own a home, that's still a very, very affordable thing. And so we can actually help a family of four get this loan that makes up to $77,100. Mm-hmm. Now, they won't get a subsidy, but they will get a 33-year loan. And right now, the interest rate is 2.5%. Mm. So no money down as long as the home appraises for the amount of the loan. And so it's just a phenomenal tool. And the USDA uses nonprofits like us because they have the money to lend, but they haven't had the money to hire new staff. So what they do is they get nonprofits like us that serve almost as the loan, in the commercial world, we'd be loan officers. In our world, we call them loan originators, but it's the same thing. So it's like Durante said, you come, we get you the loan, we get you your approval letter, and then you work with your agent or contractor to get your home. It's just a phenomenal program. And it brings a lot of resources to the region.
Yeah. And it's been exciting to work with people because, like I said earlier, it's very overwhelming to try to take off a bite of what it takes to become a homeowner.
Yeah.
And we sit down one-on-one, break it down. You present to me your situation, where you are financially, and we package a loan for you. I take all your information in, and actually I fill out the application. I just need your information and your time and your patience.
Yeah, and to show you how this works, and to me this is a win, and people are so confused by this. So we're working with one family now, and they were in our self-help program, and they wanted to live in a certain community, and we couldn't get them a lot there. And so I said, you know what? How would you like it if you just use this loan and instead of building a self-help house, you just buy a house in that neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what is my payment going to be? So I shared with them. And so they decided now to take that route. And so now to us, that's a win. We have another family that was in reserve. So now we're going to call them today and say, hey, guess what? You get to join this program this year instead of waiting till next year. And this other family that wanted to live in this specific community is going to get what they want. So to us, it's about affordability and what you want and what is going to make home for you. Mm-hmm. And so people have to decide, do you want to save money or do you want to spend a little more? To us, we don't care. As long as you get an affordable payment, which will never give somebody a payment they can't afford. Whether it's self-help or the 502 direct loan,
it will never exceed 30% of your monthly income.
So it's just a phenomenal way. And it was so neat for us to give her that option because she was thinking, it's going to be years before I'm going to ever have this option. So first she thought, okay, I'm going to build my own home. And now it's like, okay, I'm just going to be able to build one that's already there. And so it was really just cool to be able to give that option to one of our clients. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all about choice.
Well, and it's and options and all, because I do remember when you years ago started telling me about these USDA programs, and I kept thinking, USDA, you know, have you misspoken? And I'll give you a chance to, you know, fix it up and, you know, get it right. And you kept talking about it. And it's proving to be just a you two are great partners in this program and in what you're offering for Caroline County and in Virginia.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, when you think about this, only 100 nonprofits are doing what we're doing. And so as a taxpayer, I like the fact that we're bringing money that was going to other states. We're bringing that back to Virginia. You know, I've been paying taxes since I was 16. And so I like the fact that that's something that we can proudly say, that we're bringing dollars that weren't in this state for over 20 years. So it's really a cool thing. And in addition to that, you know, our 504 repair program, which we're launching, I mean, the USDA has just got so many great programs that it's just a phenomenal partnership. And we're working actually with a few other habitats in Virginia and across the country, trying to encourage them to work more with the USDA, because it really, you know, there's no silver bullet to solving the affordable housing crisis, but it certainly is a golden nail that will certainly help any community that's a rural community to have solutions to housing problems.
Well, and it's such a political issue too. You know, people, you know, talk about affordable housing, or localities talk about wanting to do it. You're doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not that hard to do. The USDA looks for ways to say yes, not no. I love that about them. And you know, the folks that I have met there, they're just as passionate about affordable housing as I am. And so it's just been a great partnership, and I can't say enough about Jeannie Barbro and Beth Green and the folks, Carrie Crowley. They're just phenomenal partners, so we're very grateful to have them.
I don't know. I would like to see somebody who's as passionate about affordable housing as you, because I don't know that that person exists. Since as long as I have known you, that really is something you have talked about, and what a game changer it is, and. So if they're even half as passionate as you, then that's something.
You know, it really, when you look at all of society's problems right now, I love choice, and I believe that we're the greatest nation in the world. We have issues we got to resolve, but to me, economic opportunity is probably the best way to solve most of the problems in this country. Because we're a free country. People can think and live any way they want, and that's fine. But, you know, do it on your property. Do it in your house. Don't come to my house and bring that garbage. So giving people opportunity to own homes, to build wealth, that gives them opportunities to do what, you know, to go to college, to open a business, you know, whatever the case may be. And study after study finds the middle class, one of the key indicators is that, you know, there's inheritance, that there's, you inherit stuff from your family. And that's one of the things about homeownership. You know, these families that we're working with now, a lot of them, you know, they're going to be the first one in their families, you know, to own homes, you know, or maybe the first one in two or three generations to own a home, you know. So it's really, it's just a game changer. It's just socially, it's a good thing. Economically, it's a good thing. And it gives people freedom. And I know I like freedom, so I love it when other people get to have more freedoms, too.
Jason Tickle here, Durrani Rollins here, habitatofcaroline.org, the website, habitatofcaroline.org. So, if I want to volunteer, do you have volunteer opportunities for me? And what can I do?
Yeah, so volunteers, anyone that's interested in supporting our mission, can go to our website and click on Volunteer Up. And click and fill in your information and click what skill sets that you have that can contribute to what we're doing on the job site. So you can click, you can say if you have any framing experience, office experience, any of those, anyone is welcome to come and help us advance our mission. Just again, go to our website, volunteer up. And if you flag me or Jason down, we'll definitely put you in the right direction and give you an opportunity to give back to your community by helping us advance our mission.
Yeah, now actually there's new opportunities to volunteer. We've had obviously the construction, and that's still there, But Durante is going to be building a team that will help him with the whole home buyers club. Mm-hmm. So professionals in the finance industry that want to help teach some of these classes, they can contact him and they can start helping, you know, teach some of these classes and stuff. So I'm excited about that. That's something that one of the things that Habitat has always been able to lean into is our volunteers. And we haven't been able to do that as much in Caroline just because we hadn't had the staff. But now that we have somebody that's overseeing the family services, he will be recruiting those, you know, new volunteer opportunities. And, you know, once COVID goes away, we'll even probably have volunteer opportunities for people to come in and work in the office, you know, if they want to answer the phones or anything like that. So there's going to be a lot more opportunities now that we have more staff.
Yes, and if you work with a corporate organization and you would like to get your staff involved, just give us a ring, and we'll set up a date that we can kind of have a large scale event. We have to respect Mac as our executive of building foreman. We have to respect that, but we want all opportunities, and we want to leave a lending hand to anyone that's interested in being a part of this movement.
Yeah, well, but we can take groups usually up to about 15, no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, and it is a great chance, even if you come in with only knowing, maybe in some cases you've dealt with people who barely know how to use a hammer, and you know they walk away with some skills.
Absolutely, no skills are necessary. By the end of the day, you will definitely have skills, though.
Yes. Working with Mac, you will have some skills.
Yeah. He loves to teach, so he's really good at it too. And a lot of times, the first couple hours of the morning, that's all you're doing is you're learning, and then after that, you know, it's really when you start to see. You know, the production is after you get that first 2 hours under your belt where you kind of learn what you're doing.
Well, and I'm sure we all are hoping that the schools can get back to normal in what we all expect. But I mean, you've got a nice setup with Caroline County, and have had the five houses that are about to be dedicated. They some students did some serious work on those houses.
Absolutely, they helped prefab the walls, whatever you want to call it. And so we are looking forward to when schools get back and we can kind of further develop that partnership. And one of our goals is we want to have an internship, you know, for either a junior or a senior that wants to go in the trades. And so we're working on trying to make it so as an internship, you'll get a scholarship. So we got a lot of plans and things that we want to interact and do with the high school once things kind of get back to normal.
HabitatofCaroline.org is the website, HabitatofCaroline.org. Durante Rollins here, the Director of Family Services, along with Jason Tickle, the President and CEO. We'll conclude and wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle here, the President and CEO, Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, and Durante Rollins, the Director of Family Services. I like saying that, Durante, that you're not just a... Last time you were here, the times you've been here, you've always been a volunteer.
Volunteer, intern. It's great to be as a professional and kind of put all the work in the education that I've gone through in the last 6 years and kind of put it to work in the community.
Yeah, and you look at just the, especially that you're doing all of this, all the things that we've talked about and the things that are going on with Habitat of Caroline, and it's happening during a pandemic. And you just think, wow, when you don't have that to be the burden, you're already taking off. Yeah, and you're going to really take off.
Yeah, we've definitely pushed through opposition and adversity through the last couple of months, but it's built a bit of resilience for us, not only us as an organization, but as well as the individuals, homeowners, and the community as well.
So, and you're kind of the first line. Then, if when people are interested in getting involved, whether it's the 502 direct loan or the self help, you're going to be the person involved in, and also the homeowners club that you're doing. What exciting stuff!
Very exciting. And if you want to reach me, I have my cell phone. I can be reached at is 804-223-2056. And we can have a sit down and have a conversation about what programs we offer, what best fits you as a homeowner, or if you need a repair. We have time. I have time. And let's get together and see how our services best work for you.
Yeah, so we are looking for participants for our new home self-help program. We're looking for participants for our first five self-help home repairs. And, of course, anybody that wants to talk about getting a 502 direct loan, mm-hmm. Give Durante a call at the number he mentioned. Or you can also email info@habitatofcaroline.org. And we'll be glad to find a way to help you. And so we got so much that we can offer the community. We just need people to take that first step, to give us mm-hmm. a call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do not judge people based off of credit. You know, we all have been there. My credit was bad when I was in my 20s. And so that's part of the reason I know credit is I had to fix mine.
Yeah.
And so we're here to help, and we can usually find a way to help, whether it takes a week, 3 months, or 2 years. We're in mm-hmm. this for the long haul. So mm-hmm. we're here to walk with people to get them to where they need to go.
Well, and the exciting thing about the whole self-help program was it wasn't you did these first five, and now that just continues. It just keeps continuing, and that's what's exciting, that there's no end in sight.
Absolutely. And these next 6 months between now and December 31st are going to be critical, because the number of people that say they want to participate in the self-help is going to be the number of homes that we're going to do for our next grant cycle per year. So if we get 10 people that say we want to do it, then we're going to do 10 homes. If we get 8 people, we're going to do 8. If we get 12 people, we're going to do 12. So now is the time. If you want to build a new home in June of 2021, contact Durante now. Let's get this started mm-hmm. because we have opportunity for you. Yes. And so we can definitely make it happen.
We could talk for another couple of hours. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but it's exciting. I can't wait to see what's happening. And as I said, I don't know that there's not another Habitat in Virginia or in the country that's doing what Habitat of Caroline is doing. Habitatofcaroline.org. Jason Tickle, the president and CEO. Durante Rollins, director of family services. Good to talk to you guys. See you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is it. We'll see you in the morning. Dr. Baker with Spotsylvania Schools here.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.